Hello and welcome everyone to WFHR's Rapids Report for this June 3rd, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Welcoming into the studio some good friends of ours from St. John's Episcopal Church. We're going to be talking about their 150th anniversary celebration right now. I will let you guys introduce yourself so the audience can put a voice to the name. We'll start right here.
I'm Father David Kluterman. I'm the priest in charge at St. John's. Been there for about 5 years, so...
Father David, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Appreciate it.
I'm Bruce Barnes. I'm a proud member of St. John's. I've been there for about 3 years.
Bruce, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate the contact information and a lot of that stuff that you really helped us get the ball rolling here and stuff, too. And I appreciate you both being here. I just want to say right away, I'm thankful to not only what you guys are doing, but what so much of our churches and our community do in this area. And as somebody who didn't grow up in this world that much, I grew up in a multi-religious family. I'm always just blown away and taken back by the above and beyond that our churches do and that we see them involved in our communities and helping out people. As a little kid, I grew up in a Catholic and a Jewish family, and I didn't think that, well, I'm an outsider. Nobody's going to help me. Nobody wants to do it. And it couldn't be more the opposite, where it's, hey, you're a human being. What, you know, how can I help? How can I do things? Or, okay, you know, what can I do to just welcome you to our events and some of these things? So I never want to, I know that's kind of normalized in today's day and age, and that's a wonderful thing, but I don't ever want to skate past it. I think that that's something that stands out, not just to me, to many other people out there. So I really appreciate that and appreciate both of your guys' time today talking about this event. We were talking in our pregame a little bit, Father David, you were mentioning how many things are around for 150 years. In November, here at WFHR, we're going to be celebrating an 80-plus birthday, and we're babies compared to you guys, compared to this. Yeah. Like, when you think about that, in that perspective, it's really amazing, 150 years. It's really impressive.
It is. Of course, then again, the radio wasn't around 150 years ago.
That's a good point. Thank you for that. Yeah. But just talking about the church and its presence, its impact in the area for quite a amount of time, that's really something.
It is. And if you look at the history of St. John's, it really parallels that of Wisconsin Rapids and Centralia and Port Edwards and Nakusa. We've covered that whole area. And one of the things that has struck me is I'm a student of history, and I love to go through church records. And one of the things that just strikes you is that there's been a partnership between the larger community and St. John's Church. Mm-hmm. And St. John's could not be here, would not be here, if not for the passion, not only of its members, but also of the larger community. Mm. When they built the present St. John's in the late 20s and opened in 1931, the only reason they could do that was because half of the gifts outside of those from Isaac Witter came from outside the congregation, from members of the community of Wisconsin Rapids. And so you think about that, and that's... It's also
beyond impressive. That's really, really beyond impressive. Yeah. That is really something. I appreciate. You know, I also a lover of history, and I wouldn't have thought of it that way until how you worded it, and the two being parallel with the history of this area, that church, and it's something I think that's very, like, it's really cool to hear too. The way you worded that, the way you said about the church not being here without the community and so much of that, I think that that's something that we don't think of very often. So that's a really great note. I appreciate that.
Thank you again.
Thank you for being here, Bruce. So I understand why the father is here, and I know that I have to be here because it's my job. Why are you here, man? No, I'm kidding. But what I wanted to—I note that because I think that this is another part. I'm piggybacking on what the father was saying here about the people and the community and how much these things mean to us and mean to us. Why? What is so important to you about celebrating these 150th years? About talking about some of these events and why you wanted to be with us today?
Well, I'm here as I owe David $5.
That's a perfect reason.
This then discharges that debt, so now we're square once again.
Square enough.
With interest.
That's such an important part of our lives. Yeah. And just the, I think when I consider St. John's and its mission and its history, the word community comes back to me over and over again, community. And that's what we are. That's where we are. Mm-hmm. We're in the center of the Wisconsin Rapids community, geographically and many other ways too. So this is a way for the community again to come and meet us and for us to meet them. So that's what the events and the celebration are. And I want to make it real clear to our audience that what they're not is an attempt to convert you to our church. Mm-hmm. We're not missionaries here. This is just a chance to see who we are, explore that big glorious building across from the post office downtown, and come in and have a look at us, at the surroundings. And I can tell you that the stained glass windows are even more impressive from the inside.
Okay, yeah, I got to see that. I have to. I'm a sucker for the architecture and stuff, so that's I've noticed that too. That's
it's
really
truly
good,
a glorious, glorious building.
And thank you for that, Bruce. Appreciate it. You're going to be great. When it comes to the events that are coming up to celebrate the 150th anniversary here, let's talk about some of those, Father. When does it start? What kicks things off?
We start this Sunday, June 8th. We have a service at 9:30, and then we have a picnic for the community. Goes from 12 to 3 on the grounds of both in the parish hall, but also on the grounds. And we will be providing food for everybody. It's a chicken dinner and free. So we hope everybody comes. And that's really an opportunity for us. First of all, to kick off the celebration and say thank you to the community and celebrate the partnership. And then in July, we have a second celebration where we open the church to and have open house. Mm-hmm. And give tours of the building and give a little bit of the history and really be able to share in some of the who we are and mm-hmm. what we've been about for all this time, and with a background idea that there's something about opening ourselves up, mm-hmm. and we are not going to do any missionary work, but at the same time, this is part of who we are, mm-hmm. to be able to share with the community our faith lives, which are expressed in being able to reach out and share what we have with other people. Mm-hmm. And without a cost, but just be able to create a community that way.
Going to the community picnic real quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the time of year for this. This is something that we know brings people together and enjoy, and it's a wonderful idea. I really I like that. The open house is something that I would never put this on anybody, but for lack of a better word, feel so necessary nowadays. You know, yeah. Just being able to do this and open it up to people and everything. The more and more people doing these kind of things, the more we really take away any kind of other thoughts or unknown stuff. It's so much easier to be able to get answers if you're just going there. And I don't mean necessarily religiously or anything. I just mean in general. And the more comfortable people are going to these places, the more they will be when they have questions, when they do wonder mm-hmm. things. They're that much more. Along with it just being fun and just being great. Bruce, you were talking about the beautiful building and the architecture there. I mean, even people being able to see some of that and be more familiar with this and the surroundings and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing. And you guys are doing this in a partnership with Witter Home and Isaac and Charlotte Wider. They're going to be a part of this as well.
Yeah, it is. The Witters were founding fathers and mothers of St. John's Church. Mm-hmm. And they provided a good deal of the financial imagination and other resources needed to make this happen. And obviously, they're also known in the community for what they've done mm-hmm. In many other ways. And they built what is now the museum. Mm-hmm. They lived there for many years. And so we approached the museum and said, wouldn't it be a really cool thing for us to be able to celebrate together in July the Witter name, mm-hmm. not just for the church, but for what they have offered to the larger community.
Yeah,
and we're blessed that the museum has said yes, and they will be open and allowed us to have a reenactor there in Charlotte Witter who can describe the family life of the Witters living in that home.
Yeah. We love our friends over at the museum. Phil joins us all the time, yeah. And we're talking with him. And one of the things that I know he's excited about with this is that part you were mentioning there about bringing in the real person. It's a great person to be able to kind of bring life to a lot of this stuff, yeah. And everything. That's going to be an exciting one. And a lot of fun going on there. I'll warn you guys right now, you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back before October so we can talk about that, what's coming up there. But just to go ahead and let the audience know a little bit and maybe even mark it on their calendars, in October you're going to be hosting a music festival.
We do. We are. Every year since for the last 5 years, we've had what we've called the St. Cecilia Music Festival, named after the chapel that is at St. John's. And it highlights the organ that was installed in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Wonderful organ, unique to this area, and the whole music festival sort of has been centered around that. And this year, with the organ, we're going to try to bring back the original evensong service from 1931. Oh. From October 18th of 1931, when they consecrated the church.
It's a fun idea.
It is going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. Looking forward to that. We will talk more about it when we get closer to it and everything.
We'll have free food at that celebration as well. I don't know if that's another enticement, but absolutely.
No, that's great. That's
come
great.
To the music, stay for the grub. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Episcopal Potluck is an excellent event. We eat very, very well.
Also coming up in November, going to have a celebration of with a Founders Day banquet at St. John's as
yes.
well. Wanted to mention that before we kind of rewind and go back to some of the other events, but wanted to mention that for people as well.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars for that, everybody. We are speaking with Father David and Bruce right now, and I wanted to go back, if you don't mind, to the open house. Bruce, some more details on that, because you have some really fun, really cool ideas that are going to be going on with this open house coming up.
Yeah, we're having an open house, and we'll have an opening presentation by me. I'll be appearing as Father Samuel Seabury, who was the first American bishop of the Episcopal Church around 1780, give or take. And I want the world to know I'm shaving off my horseshoe mustache for the part. I'm getting into the character. It's a big sacrifice for me. Yes, method acting.
I am an actor. I respect that, sir. That is awesome.
I'll be dressed for the part. No vintage undies, but other than that, I'm dressed for the part. And we're excited about this. The tours are going to be given by reenactors who are members of our church family. So we have Bishop Seabury, we have Charlotte and Isaac Witter, who are both early benefactors of our church. And they'll be, once again, in period dress. So add a little twist to the festivities. And I think you'll enjoy just simply seeing that, knowing a little bit more about St. John's and a little more about the Episcopal Church. And if we can take the spiritual question, put that aside just briefly, it's a fascinating history in and of itself. So I hope you'll attend and enjoy meeting us. I know we're going to enjoy meeting you.
We were just talking to our friends at Historic Point Boss a little bit about this, about it being a living museum and things that you can mm-hmm. touch and interact with. And in the years I've been doing this show, I've talked to them, and I mentioned Phil at the museum and some of that. As lovers of history, like you and I, Father David, and it sounds like you are a bit too, Bruce, of course. It seems like a majority of people I talk to actually do just have a love of history. The way of telling that history is becoming more and more interesting to me, and seeing the unique ways of doing it. And this is one of the cooler ideas I've heard of doing that. And I feel like, especially when I talk to people about this, and this a lot of the younger people I talk to about this, that information stays with them more. It mm-hmm. means a little bit something more. There's just something about taking in that info and it registering and staying with them that much more when it's done that way. So a big thank you to you and the team there for taking this on and doing something like this. I think that's really fun. And it just brings more fun to this. And
it'll be fun for us too.
Yeah,
Bruce, it's a great point too about being able to separate. I think that this area is very good at that with respect, where you do that and you're still giving respect to what did these things, while also just being able to enjoy and take some pride in the history of this area. So that's a really good note too, man. I appreciate that. That's going to be fun.
And I think one of the really nice parts about what we're doing is we're remembering that history is about telling a story and learning how to tell that story in the way that will reach people the most.
Mm-hmm.
And at its heart, because we want more than anything else, not just to tell the story, but for the people to take that story and own it in some way. Maybe they don't become Episcopalian, most won't, but maybe they'll take that story and realize that it's a part of the story of Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a story worth telling, worth sharing, that, you know, how did Wisconsin Rapids have a church that started in Centralia, mm-hmm. in a little building that they built without the diocese or the bishop knowing about it. And so it was a surprise when the bishop visited in late 1870s.
Wow.
And he wrote later on that, you know, it's not quite the building that we would want to build. But you got to give them credit for going ahead and having the gumption and enthusiasm to do that. Wow. To be able to tell those kind of stories, just those nuggets, and is an incredible gift to give to people.
We're like about a minute or two away from wrapping up the interview, but you don't get to leave. I want to hear the rest of that story. That is really interesting. That's really, and it's just kind of like you said, as a nugget of some of what we're talking about here and the kind of things you can learn as part of the 150th celebration. And then so many of these great events coming up. Again, everybody, we'll get into those in a moment. Father, I know that you wanted to just wrap up here with a little bit of thanks.
I just want to give thanks to the congregation of St. John's. We get an average of 50 to 60 people to visit, to worship with us every week. To be able to envision and then to make things happen like we are this year, to take on basically four unique events over the course of 6 to 7 months, and each one requiring a maximum amount of effort from a maximum number of people, is an incredible story in and of itself to tell.
Yeah, very well said. Yeah, and a big thank you from not only me, but this community, to everybody involved and taking the time out of their days to do these kind of things. So we really do appreciate it. It makes, just enhances this area that much more, brings this area that much more life and just enjoyment. I'm looking forward to this. If people have follow-up questions, if they'd like to know more, what is the best way to reach each one of you if they need to?
Well, they can contact the church. And if I knew the number offhand, I'd give that to you.
I think I got that for you. Okay. But I'm cheating. I got it in front of me. I did not have it memorized, but I do have. Let me just go ahead and double check.
It's as easy as Googling St. John's Episcopal Church in Wisconsin Rapids, and you are there.
Yep, that is one way to do it. Otherwise, 715-423-2332, 423-2332. You can also email them, stjohnschurch@wctc.net, stjohnschurch@wctc.net. The website is stjohnschurchwr.org, stjohnschurchwr.org.
Again, thank you.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much. You got enough on your plate. Don't worry. I got that part covered. You got all the other details and everything. I really do appreciate that. Everybody, let's help them celebrate 150 beautiful years with all of these great events. June 8th, the community picnic will be happening, and that'll be taking place over at St. John's.
Yes, it will. And, on the grounds.
And make plans in July for the July 19th and 20th to come on down and check out this wonderful open house. We're going to be promoting these events on our morning show and making sure that the community knows all about them. And you guys get a good crowd for these great events.
Thank you.
Parking will be at the Mead Hotel parking lot just across from us. And we are in turn across from the post office. So the easy to find, good parking available, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah, you ain't going to be able, you can't miss it. It's a beautiful spot. We're looking forward to it, and looking forward to having you guys back again real soon. Thanks for the time.
We'd love to do that.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us for WFHR's Rapids Report.